In a world full of lies, where are you going to find the truth? You're only going to find the truth from creatures, either from the Word of God, Holy Spirit, or born-again creatures who love truth more than money and fame and fortune and image and stuff and popularity contest. You're only going to find the truth from people who love the truth more than they love anything in this world. They're not people pleasers. They're not, they don't really care if you believe. I mean, they want you to believe the truth, but if they don't, then it's not going to sway them. They're still going to speak the truth. They're going to speak the truth whether you like it or not. Hello. I've seen it my whole life. And these kind of people go to church and they speak the truth in church, and people in church hate them. The people in church hate the truth speakers. Why? The corporations hate the truth speakers. The narcissists, the Jezebel, the Delilahs, they hate the truth speakers. The witches, the warlocks, the New Age, the gurus, they hate people speaking the truth. That is all about Jesus, and Jesus alone saves. They don't want to hear that you're born in sin. They don't want to hear that abortion is murder. They don't want to hear it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. They don't want to hear that God's word is your litmus test. It is your divine inspiration, 66 books. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear you say, well, I believe the Bible. I don't stand on the book of Enoch or anything like that. I stand on the Bible. The truth speakers will be ostracized and criticized and lied about. Because the truth in a world full of darkness doesn't jive with the system. It doesn't jive with the system. Think about it. The system is nothing but lies. The system is narcissistic. Psychopath. The devil's a psychopath, and the god of this world is the devil. He's a liar, so everything in the system is a lie. The money system, the political system, the education system, the health system, it's all lies. So where are you going to find the truth? You're going to crack open that Bible and you're going to find somebody who can help you interpret it and understand it and break it down piece by piece. And you're going to look at, and you're going to also look out in front of you, and you're going to see that the heavens declare the glory of God. And if the heavens declare the glory of God, then everything in front of you declares the glory of God. The whole earth will be filled with His glory. So everything in front of you is a picture of a deep spiritual truth. That which is seen is made by the unseen. And if it's made by the unseen, that which is seen, you can actually unfold it and see some unseen truth. But you've got to use the Bible as your litmus test. You've got to use the Bible as your litmus test. Not only to keep the liars in check, but keep yourself in check, because you can go off the deep end too if you didn't have that Bible. You got the Holy Spirit. But they'll try to make you think you're crazy. In a world full of lies and you're speaking truth, they'll try to make you think you're crazy. And you know it's true. If you love the truth, you've already seen it. If you're listening to me and you love the truth, you've already seen it in your own life that people hate the truth. People hate the truth. Seek, knock, ask, go to God directly. He will give you the truth, but you got to be willing to change your stinking thinking, admit you're wrong, and He's right. You got to admit that you're wrong and God is right. Let God be true and every man a liar. You can't go by your own understanding. You got to go by His word.